Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's another new week, and I want to say asante sana for always tuning in to the Christian Army podcast, whereby we are youths talking about Christ, for Christ, and by Christ. I am your host, Kipsongok Chebet, and our church is New Testament Church of God, Kawangware. Karibuni sana for a part two of how to live a Christian life as a youth. I know, like, you are asking yourself, what is happening, what is new? First, you asked and we listen. We have visitors who are not youths from Agape Restoration Center. They are from another church. And we're very glad that you're here alongside our fellow youths from Agape Restoration Center. And I would like to tell my guest, Karibuni Sana. You all look fabulous, fabulous, Sana. So I would love for all of you to introduce yourselves.
Hello, hope you're doing well. I'm called James Mugeni, and I'm so great to be here. I believe that we are going to have a wonderful time as we discuss and know what we are supposed to do as Christians. God bless you.
Yeah, hope everyone is doing good. Yeah, I'm called Daniel Bwire. I've ever been in this podcast, and I'm very glad that today I'm also being featured in this podcast of today. Yes, let's hope for the best, actually.
Hello, hi everyone, I'm Valentine Kerubo. It's a pleasure joining. This is my first time and I'm excited to be here. Stay tuned.
Yeah, my name is John Pepella, and this, I've been here a couple of times, and as always, I'm very glad to be back, and we hope this is going to be interesting like the rest. Thank you.
Wow, I know there's some voices that you're getting to hear for another time, and I know you have mastered those voices, and oh my God, I love them as my guests. I know it's gonna be, I would want to listen much more of your experiences rather than I read in a book, nilipata quote. So today we are going to deal more on your own experiences as a Christian youth, so that another person is able to relate to whatever we are going to talk about. So my first question is, what inspired you to start living a Christian life? And how has it impacted your life as at now?
You can allow me, actually, because it's a podcast and we are all Kenyans. Tunaweza piga kitu pia tukipiga Kiswahili na English, ndio?
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel like for me it has really impacted on my Christianity part, like to understand more in a positive way, because I've been, okay, I cannot lie, I've ever been in a relationship, but in a Christian way. This is the person whom I dated before. She was into Christianity. She was a good Christian. So it really impacted on my Christianity, building a lot Christianity way, too much Christianity in me. Yeah, linisaidia sana. And we grew up understanding the word of God. Sometimes we could even have a devotion, maze.
Nice.
Ilikuwa kitu legit. So sometimes ilikuwa tu mazee tunaingia kwambo na God, tunakuwa na devotion, tunasoma Biblia. Ikifika pia ma time ile unataka kuambia mtu what she wants to feel, you even tell her what she wants to feel, you know, because human beings are into feelings and you want to please their feelings, huh? So that's why it was there. So we were in a good relationship. Tukiendelea, yeah. Na tukiendelea.
Na tukiendelea. Okay, we'll get back to you. Valentine, how has it been like?
Well, I could say it has been a good journey. I've been raised in a Christian family. And I think I've lived looking up to everyone in my family, their way of life. The best thing I could say they left for me is showing me the way to go in a Christian manner. Yeah, and so far, it has not been a good journey. Some fallbacks. But yeah, it's been a wonderful way, a wonderful journey living in Christ, letting Him impact in what I do in daily basis. Yes.
That's awesome. James, what inspired you? Let me just start from there.
Yes, what inspired me to start living a Christian life as a youth? I have been brought up in a Christian family, but you know, salvation is a personal decision you have to make on your own. Not very far that I became a born-again Christian, That's around 2015 after I had done my KCP. Yeah. So, but that time I didn't took it serious because there was something I was looking for. Every time I wanted to be received, to be a full church member. Yeah, according to our doctrine, you have to go to go through a class, and so I had to be born again. Napia, for you to be baptized in or to be immersed in water, you have to be born again. And now I had to be born again. That's the time when I received Christ to be my personal savior. And as I have said before, that I never took it serious, but as the years have been going by, nilikuja kurealize kwamba now, since I got born again, I need to be serious with my God. I need to build up my relationship with God. As the Bible tells me in the book of James, that draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So I wanted to draw near to God so that he can draw near to me. Despite that, challenges has been there, ups and downs have been there, but God has been faithful, because I mean, he promised ya kwamba he will never leave me. And that's what I've been trusting upon, and indeed ajaini wacha licha kwa inafika mahali as a normal human being, kuna mahali we call them the feelings of body zina come zinafanya, sometimes you want to get into relationship or other things, na hiyo hali unaona that your relationship with God inaanza ku deteriorate. But nashukuru God because he is a merciful God, and God is ready to forgive them who confess their sins. Nata David anatuambia ya kwamba blessed is the one whose sins or transgressions are covered. So wakati nilize anytime na jua kwamba nimekosea Mungu, na when I go back and tell God, indeed God, I just be sincere to God that I have done this, and I need your I need your forgiveness. Na pia ananisame. Na pia nakwambia kwamba there's a story in the Bible where the Pharisees and the scribes brought a certain woman who was caught in adultery, and the Bible said that they caught him in a very act, and they were about to stone him, but they took her to Jesus, and na Jesus hiyo time haku react, akawambia if we have never seen, be the first person to
cast the stone.
And watu waliposikia wakachomoka, but when hiyo time Yesu alikuwa anaandika chini, we don't know what he was writing, but the Bible said he just alinama, then he wrote something on the ground. Alipoinuka Jesus told the woman that kwamba your sins have been forgiven, go and not repeat. So every time napoomba Mungu anisaidie katika maisha yangu ya wokovu, as a youth namwambia kwamba let help me and give me the grace that I may not repeat. And indeed God has been so faithful to me, and whenever I have been asking, he has been there for me, he has been helping me. Na and unaweza kuwa tempted to repeat the same sin, but naomba God help so that I may not sin against you. Let me hide your word in my heart.
So this far, at least I see you have learned quite a lot. John, what's your experience? Let me start from what inspired you first.
Okay, what inspired me to start living? Let me first address the fact that I was born in a Christian family. My dad is a pastor.
Oh.
So I would say I was born a Christian. Yani, like most of us have said, tulizaliwa tukiwa tu wa Kristo. Yani, ulikuwa tu na flow.
Custom.
Hapo ndani, yeah. So I was, unaona yo maombi ya kuokoka. Niliombewa kama mara tatu ama mara nne. But I think nikiwa class 6, nikaokoka. Class 7. Nikaokoka, nikiwa class 8, nikaombewa mara ya kwanza. Basa mara ya mwisho nikamua nikuwe serious niokoke. And then sasa, of course yo nilikuwa bado mdogo, sikuwa naelewa. And we were talking with someone yesterday, and tulikuwa tunaongea, tukisema, foundation inakuanga very important. So, the kitu muhimu enye wazazi yangu walinifanyia ni kuniwekea foundation ya Christ na church. So ilifika two time, wanze nikaona, venye naishi na venye foundation yangu imekuwa built haziendani. So that was around nikiwa high school. So hapo ndo niliamua kuwa serious because niliona I have to live for Christ. So hiyo ndo ilininspire kuwa serious about living as a Christian. And so far it's been a great journey. Ups and downs ziko ndio, but the good thing is you always find a way out. You always find an answer kwa Bible. You always find an answer talking to people in your co greater than you. And I'll just say the journey has been great experiences, because easy ups and downs, it's what makes life interesting, because life yako ikiwa tu nywe itabo. So it's been great so far.
All right. I know now we live in a world where there is a lot of temptations. Sisi ni vijana, and most of the times kuna temptations like through technology, kuna temptation, your physical temptations, kuna ka relationships, kuna there's a lot that goes on as a youth. So what are some of the challenges that you've gone through, and how have you handled them so far?
There are many challenges that we go through. And
I would just like love like a personal one that you've gone through.
Kuna mwenye shafikiria ama ni seven.
Like ebu ngoja unaisema tu lakini au expound.
Mimi nataka uniambie challenge yenye umepitia and how you handled that challenge.
In terms of our relationships, you know.
Anything, inaweza kuwa ni technology, inaweza kuwa ni relationship.
Eh, hey, jamaa anaweza jua.
Okay. Let me try to say a challenge that I have. There's a time that mostly we youths we are affected with the relationships.
Now, I don't want you to say mostly as youths. Sema tu mimi
kwa personal bana.
I'm coming there.
Sema to me.
I'm laying the foundation. The foundation, you know, very, very important. So, to me individually or personally, there's a time I was in a relationship. And actually, this was because of peer pressure. You have a friend of yours. Now, kwamba, he's in a good relationship. And now you also admire to have somebody. And that thing, he can sukuma na peer because you want to know if you are able to speak or to measure missiles.
Kutuma laini.
Nada unataka confirm kama
napenda venye unazita missiles.
Nataka kupindua serikali.
So nikakuwa kwa relationship but the worst thing in that relationship that led was not born again. And na hiyo time relationship yangu na Mungu unaona inakuwa mbali kama bingu na dunia ama na inchi zimetengana. Wewe ndio unaona unaenda church. Nenda ka church kama kawaida because usipoenda utajibu mashtaka. So I heard going to church is a must. Na huko lakini unaenda church unakumbuka kwamba yesterday I was the lady, we were talking some other things which are not godly. So now that one really affected my relationship with God. And by the time when I came to realize that the life that I'm living is not pleasing God, I had to change the way. I decided now, let me find something that can cause this relationship to be broken. Na indeed, it can happen. Shukuru Mungu, it can happen, it can break. So wakati hiyo challenge, nikamrudia Mungu, kamwambia the same when I was going for prayers. Nalia na kumbuka Mungu, how I used to act, how I used to be, to behave. Ju hata mtu unaninatoa hapa silent lakini sasa hiyo time
vile ulikuwa unarusha mistari nakwambia naona Mungu bwana nilitupa mistari na si haiko inafaa.
Naanza kulia, nilikuwa kitu mbaya yani kama umepotea tu kabisa. Lakini nashukuru Mungu kurudia nika make that decision ya kurudi kwa Mungu kama God. Now nataka kuwa pamoja na wewe. Na haikuwa rahisi because una time una feel I need to be there again. Lakini unaambia God, nipe neema hapa, nipe neema nisirudi huko. So na kusoma neno how I came up with the solution and overcome it through prayers and fasting, because the Bible says through prayer and fasting, you are able to kill your flesh and you uplift your spirit. So when I came to know that, I got into prayer and fasting. At least in a week, I could fast once or twice. So that I want to make sure that my flesh is dead and my spirit is uplifted. Now that one helped me, and also reading the Bible and singing. And anytime ningeona if you na show kama ama yengine nikuja kwa mind, then naanza tu kuenda naanza tu kuimba naimba. Yeah, that's how I used to do.
Hasa watu hapa wa intermittent fasting tunashangaa, tuna give pleasure na tunataka to release stamina. Valentine, how's it? What is your challenge? Si lazima ikuwe relationship, kuna chakale ka challenge tu bwana.
Naona tu kila mtu akona relationship issues.
Ama shida sana huko.
Live Christian life asa.
And the youth,
as a youth bwana. Hii ni sasa ndio hiyo sasa. Hizo ndio zina fall up ndani.
Okay, for me challenge inaweza kuwa I think I got to a situation or a circle that I will ask myself, where is God? And this comes from a personal experience. I have a problem with my leg. I limp when it's cold, and it was something that was discovered when I was a bit older, and ayezi rekebishwa. Yeah, so when you go out and talk to people, I remember there's this one point I had okay, I'm a fashion designer. I had gone to Nairobi Textile. I had to do buttons and everything. So this lady, I had a talk from my back, and she was like, oh no, like Kilema, and she can do work so well. What about you? And I felt so bad. I just told her, give me my clothes, let me just go.
Yeah.
You get
it? Yeah, I know how it feels. Mtu akikuita Kilema, because I also have a disability.
Yeah.
And ukiitwa Kilema, ina feel. Okay, mimi mwenyewe kujiita Kilema, it's okay. Mm. But mtu mwingine akikuita, it feels.
Yeah, it feels bad, demeaning. Especially when you're trying to avoid, your mindset has drifted from that sector of people calling you, that you're trying to focus and probably achieve your dreams one way or the other. So when someone hits you with that, it really affects
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry about
so
that.
So I told her, you just give me my clothes, let me just go. And she was, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. And I was like, okay, it's okay. I don't have a problem with you, but you didn't have to say it loud. And you don't have to compare me with her.
Uh-huh.
You get.
Yeah.
So I think that is one of the challenges that I've gotten. I've gotten to ask, at times I sit in my room and I ask God, why did you have to make this situation happen? Because it's a challenge. People get to see you out there, and they'll talk behind your back, obviously.
Yeah.
And you know, it feels bad. At times, even people discriminate you, and it's not
and
really
the stigma.
Good. Yeah. So at times I ask myself, where is God? You get to cry in your room and you ask God, why? Why did this have to happen? So I think that is one of the challenges that I've encountered as a Christian. At times you even get to a point where you like, God, I don't know what is your plan, but then at times I don't feel like I need you. I want to handle things my way. You get?
Yeah.
And at some point, your way won't work. It would.
Then you have to go back.
At one point, you'll go back to his ways.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Mm. So that is a challenge.
Yeah, okay. John?
It's hard, so hard to speak of anything after ameshaongea. But I think watu wanasumbuliwa sana na mapenzi. So me, I won't talk about that. But challenge yangu yenye nilikuwa nayo. Kuna time, like, mine it was more of peer pressure. And ilikuwa juu ya ku make do. Because I remember I was in uni. Alafu watu nilikuwa nao, wako fiti ya wako mbaya. But sasa mi sina do. Mi sina pesa. So alafu, the good thing with them, unasemanga mwache kuambia tu ni God. Hawakuwa wananiambia ni God. Walikuwa wananiambia ni hivi na hivi na hivi na hivi.
Mm.
So it reached a point enye I was dealing deals.
Supplier mwenye.
I was dealing deals. And so, ilikuwa inafika point enye. Naona kwenye naenda. Ni place nye sita toka. Ndiyo, hiyo time nilikuwa na kakitu. Sikuwa mbaya, nilikuwa fiti. Basa inafika point enye, nilikuwa najiuliza. mimi place like I talk like I said foundation foundation yenye nili grow up nayo manzi hata hata kwetu wakijua hizi ni vitu nafanya it hawatafurahi they won't be proud of me na and the way wanaongea ngo huku nje wakisikia kijana wetu ako shule anasoma and so it was very challenging niamue ni sote na nikuwe mtu wa church ama ama niendelee ku deal deals so and I decided after kujita mkutano moja mrefu sana I decided akani kusota acha nisote and nikaamua nikaachana na hizo ku deal deals so mimi nilikuwa tu mtu mmoja nimetulia sina pesa sina kitu marafiki zangu hata sawa wanashangaa wewe mzee tumekuonyesha ni hivi na utaki wewe sasa utashinda hapo so hautaki kusaidika mimi nikabaki hapo sitaki kusaidika niliendelea hivyo for a very long time na nilikuwa nashangaa kwani ni hivi tu kutakuwa until of course Mungu anakujanga anajionyesha in very very ways yenye ujai expect kabisa cause design yenye Mungu alikutana nilikutana na provision ya Mungu it's just very ways siezi explain cause siezi ningekaa chini nianze ku plan out ainge singewahi fikiria ati Mungu anaweza kukutana na mimi ani provide and all this time sijakuwa nikideal hizo deals but nimekuwa niko na pesa ya kukula niko na pesa ya kufanya 1 2 3 sina shida niko sawa and it's been fine
that's awesome now
I'd like to add a point among us these challenges zote tumeongelelea I think one major point to go say is kila mtu challenges zenye ameface one or the other their circle of friends changed
yeah
that's sure
I think you know as the more you grow is the more like you'll have lesser friends actually you okay niyo ni kubre itaita kubreka
like sometimes it doesn't it doesn't mean lesser but yeah,
you
know
you don't even cut them off communication inaanza
kuzima
like kama kuna na mtu anaye like when was the last time I talked to you narudi kwa hiyo simu hata kujaribu kutafuta it does not
it's been a while
but
you know even losing them it's good if you know you see that not leading in a way that to please God and even people around you especially your family. Juma ndugu anatuambia kwamba ukiona mkono wako huu unaweza kupeleka katika moto ama
kata
utoe ni heri uende miguu na mkono mmoja.
lakini ukata.
Maana unapofika miguu utapata mwili mpya. Okay because we're still talking about the issue of friends. So how do you handle your social life and be able to balance it with the Christian life and not fall back into temptation? So you have your social life, you have your Christian life, you have to merge them and usianguke tena kwa temptations.
I think the thing that comes to my mind is discipline. Like you have to really discipline yourself. Ujue kwamba there are some boundaries I cannot cross. Now stay true to that word because sometimes unajiambianga sitaenda place fulani. Because hizo ni boundaries zangu najua where it will lead me but sasa juu ya rafiki yako mmoja mwenye unapenda sana akikwambia twende unasema ni leo tu hiyo sasa usha cross boundary because sasa next time kuenda itakuwa ngumu itakuwa rahisi sana because last time ulienda so kitu ya kwanza ni ukisha establish boundaries zako make sure you don't cross them at whatever cost na ikifika point yenye ume cross because you are human make sure unajidiscipline utafuta discipline yenye itakuumiza mwenyewe so that uko unajua hii ni boundary yenye siwezi cross so that your social life should not interfere with your spiritual life kabisa and manze napenda kuongelea Bible jimas kwa neno la Mungu
because
kila kitu social economic every other aspect of life is well catered for in the Bible
yeah and I love the fact that we have started the Bible study for our youth in church I know that helps us to grow yes
exactly.
So yeah Valentine if you could join we have them on Thursday at 9 so Dan how do you balance your social life and your Christian life since I think you are the youngest here
sawa lakini uko sema hivyo
lazima tuseme
so actually yeah it's like that See, I'm the youngest, but I'm sure these people who are listening to this podcast, some of them are younger than me.
No, like on the podcast. On the
so
podcast.
In this circle, let me kind of, okay, I have this issue whereby, you know, where the kind of industry that I work with, it really suits with the kind of question that you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of challenges and it's full of like, if you understand yourself better, you will maneuver positively in that industry. But if you don't understand it yourself, the same way Jonah said, that if you don't have discipline for yourself or for the kind of work that you're working, then you'll get lost. Like me, okay, my industry is all about entertainment. Every weekend I'm outside having entertainment or working on such a thing. So when I get outside there, in my mind, I always tell myself I'm going to work. I'm not going to entertain myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's all about entertainment. I'll have somebody like Joe. The kind of music he's doing is not into a like church background, yeah. So it's what it's called
secular
music. So I'll go in that event with an intention of I'm going to work. Or if I'm not given that work on that weekend, I'll not participate in just going to have fun. I'll go with an intention of I'm going to gain something, you know, like my mind, because I'm young, I have a target of, let's say if I reach a certain age, I want to have this kind of skill. So if I go in that kind of event, I'll go with the perspective of I'm going to do something. But if you find that person who isn't disciplined in his or her life, yana kwanga tule msee mazi, wacha tushe tupige show, wacha tushe tujibambe. Na ni msee, actually this thing, it mostly affects those people who goes to church.
Mm-hmm.
Utapata huku inje, those are the main people wenye wamepanda, wameenda mbele ya stage. Msanii ndio yaka hapa, juu yaka hapa.
Na napiga nduru.
Ndio anapiga nduru kabisa. Una get?
Yeah.
So, like, they haven't set their discipline, like, they haven't known themselves better.
Yeah, they don't have boundaries.
Yeah, they don't have boundaries on some things. So mostly, you know, I'm in a gig when I go there, I always go as a sound engineer. So niko na monster yangu hapo, niko kwa mix console yangu, nimekaa hapo na chill. Napiga show na maliza. You get it? So like I've already set my discipline. This is what I'm supposed to do in a gig. For me, I always call it a gig. People will call it concert, or others will call it event. But when I am outside there, let's say in that kind of a gig or a concert, I'm doing what has taken me there. You get it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be misled by people. Because wase wanakujanga pale, wase ufanya vitu crazy. Ukiona zile lights za stage zikimulika hivi kwa hewa. Na kumbia moshi unezaona kwa hiyo ground. So mi na kwanga nimejiset, nimejua tu pale siezifanya hivi. So I have discipline. I've already set discipline on my side. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's about me.
Valentine. Okay, I'll just be coming back to you because you're a lady and you know, I kind of like, we got to have each other. So how do you balance your social life and your Christian life?
Okay, I think they have said it all.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is number one. Just discipline and make time. Make time for a Bible study. Just have time every time. Sit in the evenings. When you're at work, you can sit at your work chair and you don't have to close your eyes, but you're praying inwardly.
Yeah,
so discipline, number one, priorities, Bible studies. I think that is
all. Yeah. I think with us, by the way, I don't have that much of a social life. I think I love going solo. Like, I go to a restaurant, niko peke yangu.
How do you enjoy?
Now that is one of the challenges.
No, how will you enjoy?
You get to get your friends of
the unalipa na unaenda home.
No, I go. In fact, I go. I stay. Ata kwa utendi nitaketi.
Unaekewa KBC.
I don't know how I do it, but I find it like, you know, when you're doing it solo, like, There's no temptations. You don't have to think about another person. It's just you. And then that is the time you get to reflect upon the goodness of God. And I also have this thing. Okay, just because of the cold and lupus and everything. So I have an aversion to the cold. And maybe sometimes you tamka na sikia vibaya. And we had a date. My friend, I'll call and cancel on you without feeling guilty. Because I think I have found that I have accepted that I don't have to please you.
Yeah.
If you really understand me, despite that, okay, see, lazima nikuwe mkristo. Let's now just talk about being on a social life. If you really understand me and you're my friend, if I cancel on you, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's true.
You just have to understand that maybe I'm going through a hard time and you just give me time and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah, just before we proceed, just they have talked about discipline and also understanding yourself is very, very, very important. Such that when you go or when you get to interact with different people, actually, for example, if I work in somewhere, I'm very sure that in that environment, si watu wameokoka. Even hata kama nenda church, but people are different. So, kwa pale, you have to understand, and as my brothers and have said, that set that those boundaries that you don't cross them. Na pia there's a time Jesus polenza anapenda kutumia Bible sababu because my reference book.
Iko sawa mtumishi. It's okay. It's allowed.
It's my reference book. Kuna time unakumbuka Yesu wakati mwanamke yule mwenye alikuja na a very expensive bottle of oil,
alabaster.
Akuja kuni alikuwa Yesu alikuwa ameenda kwa nyumba ya Mfarisayo, ndio? Kwa mfano pale the disciples and the Pharisees walikuwa wana mama, they were murmuring na complain why Jesus, if Jesus could know the person then ange kumukubali. Lakini Yesu aliwajibu aje kwamba I came for the lost, for the poor. Kama ingekuwa anakuja the right ones or the good ones, then haikuwa na essence yake ya kukuja. Yeah. Now the same it happened when he met Zacchaeus on that tree and he went with Zacchaeus in his house. Akamwambia wokovu umekuja kwa nyumba yako. So pale wakati hizo social life kubalance, wakati unakuwa pale in your working place, you have to let your people, co-workers, know that you are such a kind of person. If you are born again, waambia kwamba I'm born again and these things I cannot do. Let them know. And even through that you may get a chance to share the gospel with them. Yeah, that's what I can say.
Yeah, I think there's also that aspect of accepting, letting people know that you're a Christian. And Mr. Kikudanganya, nikiwa campus, I used to be ashamed to see Nenanga church.
Yeah. True.
So I think by then I had not seen the worth of being a Christian. But squeezy me ni kwambia na kwambia nimeokoka na Sunday naenda church. Don't give me plans. You know, that's I think that's one thing that we as youths face a lot. A lot of us fear to introduce themselves or fear to just like say they are Christians.
Yeah, sure.
And it's funny enough, because when you nimekuwa Coast, I saw you don't drink alcohol in public because it's Ramadan. They have that discipline, you know. Power, there's that for them, the customs that they follow, and that's what I think I love about Islam. You go to a msikiti and you find that they have food, they provide for the orphans and for the widows. You see, so I think that's the difference, that, and we have to start embracing ourselves as Christian. Mkristo, by the way, anaweza kosa kukukaribisha kwake ulale, lakini Muislamu, when you Muislamu atakukaribisha. So I think we have to start accepting ourselves and loving ourselves that much. So what are some of the misconceptions about Christianity that you've encountered as a young person, and how do you address them?
You know, the biggest misconceptions that hata niko sure at some point see order tulishai kuwa nayo. We thought Christian life is very boring. Yani wewe unamkanga tu asubuhi unaomba.
Unasoma
mchana, unasoma Bible. Nivo, you can't hang out with friends. Amwezi enda mahali tu joint flani mu enjoy. Yo ni very big misconception. Na other Christians wengine pia wako nayo, like they have this prejudice against watu wenye wana have fun. You can have fun in a godly way with people who are like-minded. Mneze enda out, mchill, hang out. As long as you don't cross that boundary yenye usa umeingia kwa sin, you are having a holy fun. Kuna kitu ka holy fun.
Yeah, holy fun.
Kuna have a holy fun. Kuna hiking nini. Siya ti mkiwa Christians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Siya ti tunakuwaga tu tumejifungia mahali. Atuwezi enda. Wezi niambia atuwezi enda tu mahali. Tuka after Airbnb. Tukaweka mziki yetu. Tukaimba na nguvu kwa nani. Tukipiga nduru kaa se wengine. Cause tunasifu Mungu. The difference is that sisi tunaimba wimbo zenye ndio tunapenda. But we are praising God. Atutanza kuimba osu. Jinataka kulewa ama kitu kama hiyo, those outrageous stuff. as in we just have fun.
Naenda dunda ikifika saa 6 saa 7 hivi sanye pombe imeshika anaanza kuniweka uninyunyi.
Ah sasa hiyo nayo.
Hiyo ni fun. Hiyo ni hao.
Hiyo nayo
hapa. That is what I'm telling you.
Ama
like,
anza na
accept ourselves like those people accept, you know, like ukitaka kujua mtu a true person, the person who tells the truth ni mulevi.
Because their mind is nini.
Yes, atakwambia ukweli, but is that acceptance kifika? Imefika sasa imeshika vizuri anakumbuka there was Jesus. But yeah. we could have holy fun as you've said.
And I usually feel this is just an aside. Watu wazuri sana wa kuhubiria huko wa Levi. Because I feel like Levi huwa anakaa chini anafikirianga life yake. Yani
anakuona
ina flash kama iko maisha yake. Ukimpata kaa kwa Levi uanze kumwambia unajua kuna mtu kaa Yesu. Atakusikiza kabisa akwambia yenyewe.
Some point wanaweza kupea hata like they can read like a whole Genesis from the beginning hadi mwisho wake. Like wait. Mimi mlevi bado.
But true.
But I think you know ukipata walevi wengi they are going through something. It's not their wish kulewa. Kuna wale wenye kuna wale wazee kabisa unaonanga. Huyo amepitia kabisa. And they just need to release it, I think, and that's their way of curing depression.
So what John was talking about, I would like to add in a real life situation, like there's this preacher.
Mean, man, fake life.
So a good example. Okay, let me use a good example of somebody that all of us we know. There's this preacher who madam anaitwangaje, Reverend Lucy Natasha. Natasha Juzi was going through my phone, social media, and I found a blogger was asking her question, why do you love making, like putting on, is this nitwangaje, makeups, yani being very beautiful, maze, unavutia umini, hey, unaka very beautiful, and she was saying, like, that is a life she chose as a servant of the Lord, you get it, like, she didn't want to leave. Like, you know, some pastor or some other kind of Christians would be like, doing makeup is not godly.
Yeah,
putting on this kind of clothes is not godly. She was trying to make it like being open. Like for her, what I believe in is prayers and beauty. She will make herself beautiful to be like well known. Okay, ajulikane akwe like ina unonangele ukiwa clean and beautiful as a mama mbele watu, you'll have that courage, you get it. Now she was talking and defending herself in that manner, like yeye ako tu sawa akiwa hivyo, akiwa na makeup iko tu sawa kwake, wacha watu waongee and everything, like wacha waseme vitu wanadai kusema. So for me I felt like it's okay, this thing is really okay, we are not supposed to go like to skoneli intention ya like Mkristo afanye hivi. Mkristo, okay, a Christian a fire, like a good example of this Natasha at a fire weke makeup, a fire kwe very beautiful, a fire vai hivi. You be free with everyone, be free with this life, like understand what is right.
Yeah,
but do according to how you feel it's right, you get it. So I think with me I'll concur with what Jonah said. It really makes sense for us as Christians. It really makes sense in this kind of world that we are living in. Tusikunele misconception ya maze, atuwache si tujiaisele. Na kumkanga high school, wasenye ulikuwa naspenda. Okay, I was partly in CU and partly in entertainment. I was an entertainment prefect and also a CU leader. Nikuwa nacheza keyboard sa zingine. So, unapata wale wa CU, wanajipeleka fasting the whole week. Aezi ongea na mse mwingine ati umsana inanga enta. Huyo aezi kwako. Huyo aezi tembea na umse. You get it? Wanaanza kuja isolate na wase. Juu wanaona kama umse ni mchafu, yeye pia atakuwa mchafu. Wacha tu see shit. Like, I don't want people to have that mentality. Hiyo miti inakuja inaharibu wase akili sana. So, we should live that free life. As Christians, we should live a free life and understand ourselves in an easy way. And it will help a lot.
I would like to add something on what he has said. On what he has pointed out, there's attitude and there's behavior, those two. I think majorly people get to see you from afar. The way you say you're a Christian, let's see how you practice it. Let's see your behavior. Let's see your attitude. You know, at some point, people might even trigger you.
Yeah.
They tell you something. like when I feel tempo imekuja juu, you even want to slap them, but you're like, no way, let me just leave it.
Mm.
So a test of behavior and a test of attitude is one of the misconceptions.
Yeah, and also to other on all that they have said, yeah, uko village, nasikianga nasema tu wa Kristo ndio maskini. which is not true. Actually, God is the source of everything.
Yeah.
Even he says silver and gold belongs to him. When you go to book in the book of Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, you'll find that verse there. Now even as a Christian, you need to be wealth, to be rich. Let me say, need to be rich. Because you know, gospel, somebody said gospel is free, but taking gospel outside is very expensive. And when you are not able to provide for it, you cannot take the gospel very far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, itakuwa tuna imalizianga tuko madhabahu penye unaendanga. Na pia, you know, when you are rich as a Christian, you unapata ile courage ya kupreacha watu wengine.
Mm-hmm.
Mwambia kwamba, I'm serving a living God. Na hata nikiwa Mkristo, he still provides. And utaheshimiwa.
Mm-hmm.
Mtu atakudharau. Ile ukiwa ni kama tuseme ukiwa wakati ulikuwa high school, that can be a good example. Wewe Yesu umeokoka, wanajuanga watu wameokoka wanakuanga huko nyuma. If you want to find their names kwa list ya exam ikishatoka, unaanza na huko chini, ukipanda ndio utawapata. Nasema kwamba tuende church, wanapatikananga huko juu. But when you are doing well as a Christian, you are performing well in school, kuna kaheshima kenye utapewa. That people will be ready to hear from you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why nikuja hapa mambo na mali vizuri, so that we can support the gospel, we can support the ministry, because the Bible said that let us honor God with our wealth. So that means Christian they need to be wealthy also. Hiyo misconception yenye watu wanakuwa nayo, ukiwa Mkristo unakuwa tajiri, si hakuna ubaya na kuwa mtajiri, si dhambi. Provided you have gotten it in the right way.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of things that go on. I think for me, the biggest misconception was like a guy and a girl are not supposed to mix. You're not supposed to interact.
Mix as in?
To interact.
Hey, how?
Sasa wakinipata mimi na wewe tuki interact, generally inakuwa relationship. Especially in the village. There's a lot. You've said about makeup. Someone was asking me, why do you have to do makeup while going to church and look so nice? So I was like, you remember in the Bible, in Exodus, well the Israelites wanted to come out of Egypt, they were told to go and ask for rings, necklaces.
Nose rings.
But that is the life you live in, you know. You find me well dressed and you're asking no jokoka. Like, so in Kiyokoka nafa kuka shosho.
You have to look
nice. And there was a pastor who said that when you become a Christian, you have to look like a mama.
No.
And you come to church looking all shabby. Mpaka wanasi wanakuambia mama, chukua ikiti wacha vijana wasimami. And say, wewe, you are under 20, you are under 25. So, like, you have to look good, dress well.
True.
Na wakasema wanaume mnakuja na blanketi kwa ndevu.
Blanketi tena?
You know, when you listen to these things, you find, actually, if you listen to most of the pastors, you find that there's a bit of wisdom that they use. So I think onto the last thing. Okay, it's not the last. I would have loved to continue, but time is really constricted. We have a very short time. So I know we have a lot that is going on as youth. So how do you find time to do your Bible study and prayers? And as we go about that, please tell us your favorite Bible verse. Let's keep it short.
James, you're going to Bible. ready at
how do you find your time for Bible study and prayers, and what's your favorite Bible verse? Obviously your favorite Bible verse umeishika, si utoe kwa Biblia.
How I find time to do my Bible study or prayers, this thing it starts first with discipline. And for example, personally, when I alternate, either kama sijafanya asubuhi, I'll do it in the evening before I sleep. And I make sure that for the verse that I can read the whole chapter of in that book. Then I come up with one or two verses zenye tunasaidia kwa that the entire day. Mm-hmm. Ama the following day nikiamkia. My favorite verse, I don't have a favorite the exact one. Mm-hmm. But there's a verse in the book of John first John chapter 5 verse 14. The Bible tells me that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask according to his will, he hears us. Yeah, so that the confidence I have, that whenever I ask according to his will, he's going to hear us. And automatically, if he hears me, he's going to answer.
Yeah, that's nice. Dan?
For me personally, most of the time that I always have for my personal devotion or Bible study, that is when I wake up in the morning, I'll pray. That's my morning devotion, I'll pray. But in the evening, I'll have to go through a word. At least need you a one or three word concerning what God wants from us or from me. Then to come into this other question of my favorite book in the Bible. Nikona favorite kweli. Actually, I know verses. But for this case, I will go with the one which is in the book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, which says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. So like it always makes, like it makes us to understand, like we have to love everyone or one another in lifetime, because like in a friend way, we should practice that love in that circle of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the verse which I always walk with every place that I visit.
Okay, how do I find time for my Bible studies? I normally pray. I might be at work. No one will notice, but I pray. In the evenings, I do pray before I sleep. Early in the mornings, read the Bible, pray. And that is at 3 a.m. It's a self-discipline.
Wow.
Every day.
Yes.
3 a.m. I don't know how I do it. There's no alarm.
But you wake up at 3 a.m.
But I'm up by 3 a.m. Mm.
Wow. Amen.
It was a challenge at the beginning. Mm. I used to put an alarm at the beginning, so I will make sure 3 a.m. naske alarm. You know, when you sleep with a mindset nafaa kuamka 3 a.m., you will wake up 3 a.m. But it's a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then my favorite verse, 1 Corinthians 16:14. Let all that you do be done in love. Mm. Spread love. Anything that you do, put in love to each and everyone. Thank you.
Hey. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Wow. Ni mimi.
Yeah, ni wewe.
ni yule jirani, yule.
So how do I find for time for Bible study? First of all, I really thank God because of the group that I'm with, Group A Church, because we've to create time every Thursday. Na kwa Thursday. Every Thursday at 9 to 10 huwa tunakuwa na Bible study. Na kaa kuna kitu yenye wewe inanitoa kwenye hiyo na kuwa mbio ni hiyo. Huwa na make sure hata kama cause magari za kukuja nyumbani huwa zinakuwa shida, I have to rush to town nipate gari nikuje mnifike mapema before 9 ifike so that ni attend your Bible study. And now sasa hiyo ni group, but sasa personally kitu yenye huwa nafanya kila siku nikiamka before, cause najua mimi ulala na simu ikiwa hapa chini, sijui ni kwa nini, sijui kwa nini mnakuanga hivyo, but simu yangu inakuanga karibu
chini ya pilo
chini ya pilo, hata kama ina charge yanga hapa. So kitu yenye mimi ufanya ni the first thing I wake up, cause najua kitu ya kwanza nitaguza after nimeomba ni simu. So niko na Bible kwa simu and every other time nikiwasha asubuhi itanikumbusha this is what you have to do. Hiyo ni nakuanga kitu ya kwanza, I have to read the Bible kila siku. Hata nikuwe nimechelewa aje, either nitaisoma nikiwa natembea nikienda, but I have to make sure that nimesoma Bible. And niko na devotionals pia, I have to make sure that nimesoma devotionals, nimesoma Bible. Kuna hiyo verse moja, but you have to go through the whole chapter so you get the understanding of vitu wenye zina run. So that's what I do on a daily basis. Hakuna siku wana ruka. And the other question ilikuwa
favorite verse.
I have two verses that I really love, and one is nothing can be able to separate me from the love of God. Now you, I think nimeiongelea mara kadhaa. I really love that verse. And the other one is that all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Wana feel like mtu akiniuliza swali yote nasikianga tu nimjibu hiyo. Like kila kitu yenyewe anapitia through, wana feel like that's usually the answer. Napenda Mungu. Yeah, I love the Lord. Okay. So everything is working out for good. Kila kitu yenyewe inakuja mbele just for my good, cause mimi napenda Mungu and I believe I've been called for his purpose. Kama niendelee ku preach.
Amen.
Na kufungulia kanisa kesho.
I see we have growing pastors and bishops.
And
I'm so grateful that you're all here. So for me, how do I find time? Okay, so sina kazi, so I'm always home. But I'll read in the evening and pray. And I realize that sometimes I don't even sina hiyo psych, cause like and nitatafuta Bible nitaitoa wapi. So I made I'm putting up a Bible study basket where I have a Bible, a notebook and a pen, highlighters, and then I have jars. One is for prayer requests and another is something I'm grateful for, things like that. So it has really helped me, and I think I'm growing spiritually actually. And that's what my niece told me the other day. She was like, my niece is I think 12 or 13, and so she was like, by the way, you have grown. So I was like, I'm always grown. And she's like, no, I envy how you've grown spiritually, because every day it's like you're doing something and God is really covering you in grace, and I would really wish to grow like you. And I was like, oh, okay, we could do this once in a week, maybe on a Saturday evening when you have time. And I was really happy that because sometimes you don't feel it yourself. But okay, that has been like a very amazing session, and you guys are the best. Okay, you're always the best anyway. And Valentine, we'd love to have you back. You said you're a fashion designer, right? I think tunaweza contact ya kwa mahali, because we want to see each other growing. James amesema we have to be rich in the right way, so I think we will circulate. In fact, Dan was looking for someone to make a kitenge. This week I'm really grateful for everyone that has been here. I'm grateful for the conversation we have, and I'm really grateful to our audiences that listen to us, that tune in, and you can always go back and see whatever you've not seen on all our social media handles. So next week you're covering finances, maneno ya pesa. Unajua kila mtu anapenda pesa. So next week you're covering money and our experiences with it. If you have any questions, kindly please, you can send them to the number below on our poster. We have the director's number and also my number that you can reach out to us. If also you want to be a guest on our podcast, please feel free to send us a message, and we shall get back to you and plan you on how you're gonna come here. So this has been our time at the Christian Army Podcast, whereby we are Christian youths talking about Christ for Christ and by Christ, and we come from New Testament Church of God, and we're grateful that you keep listening, you keep tuning in. Continue tuning in this and every Thursday on our social media handles. That is Agape Restoration Center Kawangware. We're very grateful that you're listening and that you're following us and you've subscribed to all these handles. I have been your host, Kipsongok Chebet. Catch you next time. Bye bye. Namkwena Baraka Tele kwa hii wiki.